The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. The Milwaukee prosecutor has blood on his hands, as much as any accessory to murder might have. I just learned that he's a George Soros-funded prosecutor. George Soros, I believe, is one of the most evil human beings alive. Everything he touches turns to evil. If I believed in the devil, I would believe that he was diabolic. I will acknowledge that a lifelong non-belief in the devil has been challenged in the course of the last year and a half. I will acknowledge that. It is tough to explain certain things without belief in the demonic. But that's not here or there. What is here is that there are people on earth who revel in destruction. Those of us who are normal, morally normal, and psychologically normal, do not understand them. I don't understand a Soros, although I gave a try many years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I wrote a piece on George Soros. You might want to look it up. There are 1,000 columns of mine on the internet. And you get a very good education about life if you read them. You'd also see, and I say this with some self-consciousness, but I think it's important to note, how much of the time I was right and attacked for saying crazy things in the eyes of the left, who dominate the media, like the lockdown was the greatest mistake in history. I will be reading to you from an L.A. teacher who was a big fan of her. I think it's Alex. Alex can go either way. Most teachers are female, so I assume this is a female. Although I guess I should look up the name. Here, let me give you this, and you could look up the name in the meantime. It's a devastating article about what teachers and Gavin Newsom and other terrible human beings have done to children. I called the child abuse. One of the only countries that did not abuse their children was Sweden. Quite a time we're living in. The Milwaukee prosecutor, the DA, what he had done was free. He had been freed on a $1,000 bond. He has a record of incredible violence. He tried to run over, was it his girlfriend?
Yes.
Brooks had a long rap sheet. Wall Street Journal, and the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office said he had been out on a $1,000 bond. What is the bond for those who participated in the January 6th events in the Capitol?
There was no bond.
There is no bond. We're living in an increasingly dictatorial country because of the left. The only reason you would not acknowledge that is you are afraid to. It's very hard to acknowledge at a certain point in life you've been wrong your whole life in thinking that the Democratic Party was a force for good, or that the New York Times was a truth teller, or that universities were positive educational experiences and gave wisdom. It's very hard. My heart breaks for such people. There's a book about such people, The God That Failed. It's written by people who believed in communism in the 30s and 40s. When you believe in something your whole life, and then you realize, like this teacher who wrote this piece that I will read to you, I so admired my fellow teachers and the teaching profession and the teachers' union. And then I was awakened. Most of my fellow teachers are morons. Bad, stupid, destructive morons. Some are terrific. I want to always make that clear. The teachers' union are as evil as George Soros. So it's very hard, very, very hard. Those who voted for Joe Biden because they were disgusted by Donald Trump, when will they say we were wrong? What does Biden have to do? You know that Biden tweeted last year? Tweeted a video of white supremacists that included Kyle Rittenhouse. I just saw this video this morning before coming into the studio. Remember a saying I made up about 30 years ago, being on the left means never having to say you're sorry. Kyle Rittenhouse is a moral giant compared to the moral pygmy in the presidency. I have never called presidents names, whether Clinton 8 years, Obama 8 years, differed strongly with them. This man is a scum human being, the man who was president. He's a bad man. What is that? He's an amoral, bad man. $1,000 bond after he allegedly tried to hit the mother of his child with his vehicle. Didn't he succeed? She wasn't hit with the vehicle? Tried to run her over.
Yeah.
It's pretty mild. $1,000 bond because the left believes way too many blacks are in prison. So it doesn't matter how much evil a black criminal commits. You let them out. Because the people who let them out are living in places where they won't get hurt. So it's okay if others get hurt. Who is this guy? What is his name? John Chisholm. He is as directly a cause of the murder. He is accessory to the murderer. Were it not for John Chisholm, those five people would be alive and the terribly injured would be fine. You understand that? John Chisholm, remember the name. The man's evil. The man's an accessory to mass murder. And I don't think he gives a damn. By the way, I don't care if he gives a damn. If he gave a damn, he'd quit. Okay? But he doesn't want to quit. What job is he going to get?
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
It was too low.
It was too low.
Yeah.
Right. Should have been $5,000. He was arrested the same day and charged with obstructing an officer, endangering public safety, disorderly conduct, jumping bail, and battery. Why was someone with that violent history released on such a minor bond? This is the Wall Street Journal. The DA's office said it is conducting an internal review of the bail decision, which sounds like ex post self-protection. The state's bail recommendation in this case was inappropriately low in light of the nature of the recent charges and pending charges against Mr. Brooks, said the DA's office in a statement. The Milwaukee County DA is John Chisholm. Remember, did they mention about John Chisholm? Remember when the governor of Wisconsin, remember there was a DA who went after him? The Republican governor Scott Walker.
Yeah.
Didn't he pursue Scott Walker? Take a look. John Chisholm, Scott Walker. Oh, yeah, here it is. the next sentence. The Milwaukee County DA is John Chisholm, a Democrat, who readers may recall for his office's unjustified pursuit of donors to former Governor Scott Walker's campaign. Man's a crook. The man is a left-wing Democrat operative. That's all he is. He uses the DA's office to further the interests of the Democratic Party. He's as interested in justice as the KGB. But people will vote Democrat. There is nothing the Democrats could do that would persuade large numbers of Democratic voters to abandon them. They're the good guys, and Republicans are the bad guys. That has been cemented into their minds. No, into their hearts, because it's an emotion. Back in a moment, 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Around Christmas time, we always do fundraising for a great charity. For years, I did the Salvation Army until their leadership caved in. You'd think they have more fear of God than the fear of the left, but a lot of religious people don't fear God. Anyway, what we have found to replace it last year and this, and I think it's a terrific thing, is kids whose parents are in prison, parents, to give them a Christmas and to get them gifts. Whatever your faith, I think, is a beautiful thing. And there's a banner at my website, Angel Tree. And it's at DennisPrager.com, the Angel Tree banner. Or call your tax-deductible gift to 888-206-2801, 888-206-2801, Angel Tree. Yep. All right, are we ready with the interview with AOC?
No. Rashida Tlaib.
Oh, my God. Rashida Tlaib. Well, they are somewhat interchangeable. Is there anything they differ on?
No.
Okay. Rashida Tlaib. I'll have more to say about her afterwards. So this is Axios. And the
interviewer is Jonathan Swan.
And Jonathan Swan is the interviewer. Sean, go ahead.
In 2020, you endorsed the BREATHE Act, which is a series of proposals to transform America's criminal justice system and create, quote, a roadmap for prison abolition. The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh, my God, we're going to just release everybody.
That's not what the act says.
But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you says release everyone.
But
in 10 years,
but think about it, who will release?
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. Do you mean that you don't actually support that? Because you endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at the policies and how we incarcerate. Absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants... That's not what I'm...
But that's like in plain text.
But what I'm saying is look at who's in prison now. No, look at the folks that are mentally ill, that have substance abuse problems.
But I'm not disagreeing with you that there are people who should be in prison.
Yeah, but then why aren't you asking me about them? You're asking me about the human traffickers and others that should
be able to be held accountable. What I'm trying to understand is your proposal is so sweeping. It does release everyone. And what I'm trying to say to you
within 10 years, and obviously there's a process of looking at how can we get away from mass incarceration and move towards care first.
But what I'm trying to understand, because it is such
move
a
towards what?
Proposal,
do you care? So a guy has tortured his wife to death. We figure out how to care and not imprison. Well, while we're caring for him, is he in a facility that he can't get out of?
He's not in prison.
By the way, you will notice she basically denies what she stands for. It calls for all prisoners in federal detention centers to be released within 10 years. All. So then she goes, well, obviously some, but it's not obvious. She okay, keep going, yeah.
It does release everyone. And what I'm trying to say to you
within 10 years, and obviously there's a process of looking at how can we get away from mass incarceration and move towards care first.
But what I'm trying to understand, because it is such a sweeping concrete proposal, do you believe that there are still categories of people who should be behind bars?
There are absolutely folks that I don't know, because right now the way the prison system is supposed to be like rehabilitatory, you know, it's supposed to be rehabilitation, right?
Right.
No, really, that's how
they understand.
Yeah. I don't think there's any rehabilitation happening right now for those that might actually have, you know, and again, a majority, there's so many that have mental health issues, other struggling issues.
Do you think all people can be rehabilitated?
I don't think so. I've been very clear about that.
Okay.
And I only tell you that because, as somebody that has worked in the legal field and others, I don't even know if our society would even know how to be able to rehabilitate every single person that, you know, wants to harm people, right? But I can tell you that what's struggling for me is seeing that the statistics about so many people that at a very young age that are in there that probably would not have been in there but for the fact that they were struggling with mental illness or other issues within their family life.
Can I say something? One second. Okay. I am amazed that those who work with the mentally ill are not offended by the left. It is so fascinating. People are hypersensitive in most cases. They find offense where no offense was meant. Say you're colorblind, you're a racist. That is the official position of the University of California and almost every other university. What percentage of mentally ill people commit murder? Were the people who went into Nordstrom's in San Francisco, what were the 80 of them, and stole whatever they could find and got away? Were they mentally ill? This notion that they're all mentally ill is absurd. Most of us know someone who's mentally ill, but they're not prepared to murder. Mentally ill and conscience are not mutually exclusive. The number of non-mentally ill evil people is much greater than the number of mentally ill evil people. Please continue.
Would not have been in there but for the fact that they were struggling with mental illness or other issues within their family life.
They wouldn't be in there if they weren't mentally ill. They're in there because they really hurt somebody or murdered somebody or stole a person's savings, which is a pretty big deal, by the way. You know, we're so inured to evil that they just stole. It was just money. When you take somebody's money, when you steal somebody's money, it is a terrible thing. It is truly a terrible thing. Ask anybody about the trauma, and I don't use the word often, of coming home and knowing that your home has been burglarized. You feel forever exposed, not to mention demeaned. and not to mention poorer. It's a bad woman, another one. Well, she had the perfect signs. She hates America and Israel. That's what animates her. That's always a giveaway. Always.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an interesting supplement that has made a big deal in my life. I had the pins and needles feeling in my feet. I've had it for about 25 years. It got quite intense. So among the things I did is I had inserts put in, which helped because it lifted the bone from the nerve. And I threw away the inserts last year after I started taking Nerve Renew. I read about Nerve Renew on the internet, and so I tried it out. And amazingly, after about a year, it doesn't happen overnight, I got rid of the inserts I had worn for 10 years. It's minimal, the pins and needles effect that I have. I'd like you to try it out. Go to NerveRenew.com. They offer a two-week trial of their product and a one-year money-back guarantee. NerveRenew.com or your two-week trial now. I asked them to advertise. That's how effective I think the product is. NerveRenew.com. Hello, all. When I was in high school, I knew I wasn't a leftist. I thought I was a liberal. And after all, you know, Jewish kid growing up in New York, going to Columbia, what else is he going to be? I was a Democrat, I was a liberal, or so I thought. Well, by the way, in most instances, I'm still a liberal. Just liberals are weak and vote for the left. I don't know what non-liberal value I hold. The only one might be size of government, which is what moved me to the Republicans. But what I knew, I hated the left very, very early because they didn't hate evil. I hate evil. And I didn't discover till adulthood a line in the Bible, "Those who love God must hate evil." My favorite verse in the Bible. If you don't hate evil, you don't love God. A lot of religious people are ruled out. They don't hate evil. They love bomb everybody. Oh, we have to just love. We just have to have the love. Really? You love the guy who ran down these people? There are people, wonderful human beings, who will say, yes, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. Okay, I won't get into that. It's a debate, yes. And the left loves him, too, because he suffers from mental illness. I'm sure they would declare that. So let's see. You love your children, and you love the man who mowed down these people in Wisconsin. But you'll say, oh, no, it's a different love. Oh, so do you love the man who mowed down the people less than your children? Well, forget your children. Name the finest human you can think of who is not related to you. Do you love the guy in Wisconsin as much as you love that person? Should you? Does love have no moral category to it? Anyway, they don't hate evil, and that's exactly what Rashida Tlaib and the whole gang is. Let out evil people. Let them leave prison. So she's being asked, do you still support the BREATHE Act that will empty all federal detention centers within 10 years? Empty them. Get it? Whatever they did. So she doesn't have a clear answer. We have another minute. And I salute this gentleman, Swan. What's his first name? Jonathan Swan of Axios. Continue, please.
Issues within their family life that I think, you know, they would have been more rehabilitated if we came with care first rather than criminalization. And that's just true. It is not just me saying it. It is experts and others out there saying
experts.
This is actually, you know,
experts are to the unthinking what scripture is to the religious. They just say experts, and we're supposed to go, okay, then I will not think any longer because you said the word experts. That's what it is. Experts. Experts on what? On how to combat evil? I'm interested in that expert. Continue, please.
It is experts and others out there saying this is actually, you know, not keeping us safe because folks are getting released and they didn't get the care they needed.
But in your vision, there is still whatever proportion they are, a small proportion, who do need to be behind bars.
Yeah, again, I would have to look at every case individually and figure that all out. I can't.
Then she's not for her BREATHE Act. I mean, she sponsored an act in Congress or supported one that empties out federal detention centers. So what does it mean? You will look at every case. Empty out means you don't look at every case. You can't have both positions. Please continue.
Julie, and figure that all out. I can't just say that. I mean,
but you do believe that prison
I just want,
still exist.
But I want the American people to know. And they need to know this. Everyone in jail is not the same. Because we always pick the worst of the worst cases. Yeah, but we pick up the worst of the worst cases and we just blanketly...
I agree.
Please, I mean, I think that's really dangerous because a lot of my returning residents are in block clubs doing amazing things, youth mentoring right now. I have one that all he does is encourage young people not to enter into gangs and talking about, like, this is what happened to me in my life. There are some that, you know, are going back to school and one just became a lawyer. I mean, you know, I just think that to me is much more inspiring than locking everybody up.
What does that mean? That's more inspiring than locking everybody up. This is pablum. Do you understand? It's pablum. Only the university educated think this is intelligent. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Kathy in Varico, Florida. I don't know where Varico is. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Dennis.
Where is Varico?
So honored to speak with you.
Thank you. Where is Varico?
It's Valrico, V-A-L.
Whoa. I made the boo-boo.
Oh.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's near Tampa.
Oh, I love that area.
We're a suburb of Tampa.
You're lucky to live there. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, when you talked about loving the sinner but hating the sin, I really do believe in that. But it doesn't mean that you don't punish the sinner. God punishes sinners all the time.
Right. You know that phrase does not come from either the Old or New Testament. You do know that.
Well, I'd have to look it up.
Okay, trust me, it doesn't. And so bless you. I don't believe in it for one second. I don't know why people do believe in it. What did you say that? Did you say you're looking it up that Gandhi has?
It's been partly some attributed to him.
I'm sure it's older than that. But anyway, it's nowhere to be found in either Testament, just for the record. There's a great statement about this in God Faith Media, or Good Faith Media. Maybe that's the title. GoodFaithMedia.org. The Bible doesn't say love the sinner, hate the sin anywhere. Yep, that's true. It doesn't. Why would it? It's a bad idea. It perverts love. I love the man who took an SUV and mowed down men, women, and children. If I love him, then what does my love of my producer, my friend, my co-conspirator at PragerU, I love him. So you'll say, well, okay, well, that's different love. Well, what the hell does that mean? Love is love. I know there's agape and all these other things. That's a separate issue. If I love the man who ran over people, who smashed human beings to death deliberately, who brain damaged innocent human being out for a Christmas parade, then what does it mean that I love good people? It means love is meaningless. Maybe we'll do the ultimate issues on that, because I like to do any of those specialty hours on things that I'm passionate about. And this arose. Do you love the man who did what he did in Wisconsin? There's a good one. Good. Okay. All righty, everybody. Latest in about this despicable human being, John Chisholm. There should be a movement to... well, I guess he can't be incarcerated, but certainly removed from office. Another Soros, vile district attorney. These people pervert the law because of their sick views. You bet my bail reforms will kill people. Shocking 2000 admission of woke Waukesha DA John Chisholm, who guaranteed innocent people would be murdered by the killers he sets free. This is from the Daily Mail today. Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm said in 2007, is there going to be an individual I divert or put into a program who's going to go out and kill? You bet. In 2013, his office gave a deferred prosecution to a convicted drug dealer. That dealer, after being released, fatally injected a 26-year-old woman with heroin, then tried to hide her body but was caught. On November 11th, his office granted Darryl Brooks a $1,000 bond. Brooks went, huh?
Sound familiar?
This is Darryl Brooks.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy. Brooks went free and within a few weeks was behind the wheel of his car again. Five people were murdered when he drove through the Christmas parade. Chisholm admitted Brooks' bail was inappropriately low and a review is being conducted. These are the moments when those old airline vomit bags come in handy. There are mounting calls for him to resign, with many saying the victim's blood is on his hands. I'm one of them! If you don't say the victim's blood are on his hands, there's something wrong with your conscience. Representative Scott Fitzgerald, who represents Waukesha in Congress, said the turnstile approach to justice needs to be changed. Well, that's right. John Chisholm, but I'll tell you who he really went after, Scott Walker. The donors to Scott Walker, he chose. These are left-wing district attorneys, and remember, this is the most important thing you need to know about life, about social life, about society. Everything the left touches, it destroys. There is no exception to that rule. None. Everything the left touches, it destroys. The district attorney, justice, is one of them. They destroy justice. 1-8-PRAGER. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Good. Listen, Mark in Canyon City, Colorado, call in the third hour because I'm going to cover that issue, the love issue. And if everybody disagrees, it'll make it an even more interesting hour. That's fine with me. All right, y'all. I'm Dennis Prager, and we are fighting an existential crisis in this country. I don't know who will win. I am neither optimistic nor pessimistic. I fight. I do what I must do. I don't ask if I'm optimistic.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Closing time. All right, it's not Waukesha, it's Waukesha. My apologies to the residents of that county. I have another correction. I love being corrected. I'm not joking. I love being corrected. Because then I say the right thing. Why wouldn't you love being corrected in life? It is amazing that people don't get offended. I find that so interesting. Why, you want to continue doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing? Yesterday I quoted the biblical verse, woe unto those who call good evil and evil good. And I said it was Hosea, and I think it's Isaiah. I thought it was Hosea, but somebody called in and said it was Isaiah, and I usually take people's word for it. I didn't look it up. I should. You want to take a look? Woe unto those who call good evil and evil good. We'll find out where it is. I'll tell you this, that defines the left perfectly. The left, I read to you yesterday, what's Bauer's first name? Bruce?
Yeah.
Bruce Bauer's piece.
Isaiah
520. It's Isaiah. Okay, there you go. See, it's funny. Do you know, after all these years of broadcasting, I still think callers overwhelmingly say what is true. We may differ on things, but it's unless it's a leftist, I just assume a caller correcting me is right. The reason I don't assume it with a leftist is because truth is not a left-wing value. It's a liberal value. But it's a conservative value, but it's not a left-wing value. So, by the way, remember yesterday there were people saying, oh, this wasn't deliberate, the murder of people in Waukesha County. He was fleeing the police. The police completely denied it. If this guy did not want to murder random people, ideally whites, then my read of everything I know about this man is flawed. Okay? But oh no, it's not an act of terror. Really? What constitutes an act of terror if this doesn't?
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.